This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, resistors? How's that working out for you? Probably not so good. If you're smart, you're at least rethinking it a bit. Hey, here's the good news. A lot of your peers are. Young women, moving towards the right. Millennials in general, moving towards the right. Latinos, moving towards the right. Blacks, moving towards the right. Democrats in general, moving towards the right. Never Trumpers, non-existent. Certainly not important anymore. Anti-Trumpers losing ground. They have built their homes on quicksand. Come on over. You know, when I look at my Twitter feed, I'm seeing more and more people say, I'm done with the Democrats. I've seen enough. Have you watched what's been going on inside of your party? I'm not talking to my conservative audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. And by the way, I am Kevin Jackson. Glad to have you with me. KJRadio.com. Glad to have you with me. You can find out more about us at, you can call the show. I just gave you the website. I'm a little ahead of myself. Behind myself, I should say. 844-551-8255. How's resistance working? That's what I want to know. And what's to resist? Here's what I'd like all the lefties listening in the audience, and for my conservative audience, here's what you should ask your lefty friends. What are you resisting? What if you took a moment and said, you know what? Let me reflect on what Donald Trump's presidency has done to my life. You have a job? You feel more confident about your job. Do you feel more confident about the ability to move within your job? Maybe that's the case. From an economic standpoint, are you better off or are you worse off? Do you feel better about your prospects or worse? And here's the good news for those that are hanging on saying, well, he's just talking about Obama's economy. He's taking credit for Obama's moves. I'm not going to talk to you about Carrier and the manufacturing job losses or the fact that in the same period of their presidency, President Trump has gained 3.7 million jobs and Barack Obama had lost 4.5 million. Now, that is a net of 8.2 million jobs, a differential. Can I showcase any more the abject insanity that you would have to believe that Barack Obama was a good president? Oh, you know what they say after that? Oh, well, Kevin, he had the longest period of job growth in history that continues into the Trump era. Yeah, and here's the deal, folks. It only cost us $1 trillion minimum per year. Take all the jobs Obama created, whatever number it is, put the $8 trillion plus that he spent in fake money, printing money, and then tell me that he did such a masterful job, because Donald Trump doesn't have to print any extra money. He just brings jobs back. Come on, folks, wake up. How's that resistance working? You feel better about foreign policy? Hey, when's the last time you heard of ISIS doing something where you were like, oh, man, that ISIS is encroaching? When has been the last terror attack? What have we thwarted there? What do you think the Europeans are finally looking at? They're looking at their own insanity and taking moves from President Trump. And this includes Macron and Trudeau, two of the weakest pansies, metrosexual pansies on the planet, are looking at Trump going, let's take those moves. Yeah, Trump is teaching them how to do the robot. Just saying, folks. What has resistance gotten you? Huh? It's gotten you frustrated. And you should be frustrated because the problem with Democrats is they've been trained to think a particular way and they haven't thought about, oh, it should be this way. I tweeted the other day. I said I was on TV. And the minute I get off, it's like, Kevin, you're a sellout to your race. Black and white people both saying this to me, tweeting me this. Kevin, you're a buck dancing coon, and so on and so forth. And I said, it's funny because black folks black conservatives are the only people on the planet who get these messages. Some dude comes off who's a white guy who says, I don't like Trump or I don't like Obama, and he might get called, if he says I don't like Obama, he might get called a racist, but he won't get called a race sellout and a buck dancing whatever, you know, patty, whatever they call white folks. I mean, that's reserved for black conservatives. And the idiocy that somebody thinks, first of all, that it impacts me, I find laughable, but the idea that that's still the message, black and white, you will, Kevin, you will stay in line with the thinking of black folks or else. That's what they want to tell us. That's what I've been fighting for the last decade. People trying to tell me, you better think this way because you're black. And then measuring me on my blackness. And so I always go, well, so if I don't think like you, you're obviously, you're black and I'm not, right? Because you believe Barack Obama was a good president and you find Trump to be racist. Your ideas are the black ideas. And if I don't think that way, then I can't be black. Is that correct? I'm just making sure that I understand how we're measuring. Because on any other scale, I'm black. I have two black parents. I grew up poor. I mean, if we want to compare blackness, you know, I got a lot of things we can compare. I like fried chicken, watermelon, Kool-Aid, hog maws, collard greens, you know, should I go on and you eat sushi and arugula? How dare you? Oh, boy. Kino Jimenez. You know who he is? The dude who threw the coke in the kid's face who was wearing the MAGA hat. Here's what his record is. Kino. He had 5 DWIs, 1 count of possession of marijuana, 1 count of burglary, I'll get it out, burglary of a vehicle. And he lost his part-time job at the bar because he assaulted the 16-year-old at the Whataburger. And I'm glad they fired him. Good for him. See, that's a typical liberal response to, I'm mad at you, I don't like. That's the dude who's going to beat his wife, who's going to beat his kids. That's the guy who's going to shoot up his business because he can't handle his anger. But they want you to believe you have the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's your fault. How dare that kid wear a MAGA hat and exercise his First Amendment rights? Then what if the hat had nothing on it? You hear what I'm saying? I mean, what if the dude had on a shirt? What if he just was talking and said, you know, I really like that Trump? What? The left has a reason to go do something against him? I'm just asking, resistors, how's it working out for you? That you can't handle, you got anger issues, you want chaos, you want destruction and mayhem, and all Trump wants to do is make America great again, put America first. And by the way, Kino Jimenez, or whatever his name is, he's given more jobs to Latinos than Barack Obama ever could, or ever did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And it's almost like being in love. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is president. Leftists are going to be mad. I'm going to say it anyway. It's almost like being in love. I want to go all Broadway on you. What a day this has been. What a moment like this. I don't even know the words, but it's almost like being, Donald Trump's presidency. It's almost like being in love. Oh, man, come on. Don't turn the dial. Don't turn the dial. It's Kevin Jackson. That's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm hoarse, or I could really have knocked that out of the park. What a day this has been. But I've been talking so much, speaking all over the place, phone interviews, right? You know, whatever. And Donald Trump's presidency is almost like being in love. It is. You have a commander-in-chief. You have an alpha male in the White House, somebody making you proud all around the world, telling people, we don't take that anymore. I don't care what you said, G7 summit. You're going to start opening up your trade barriers there in Canada. A buddy of mine, he told me, he says, a good friend of Trudeau's said, Justin, You can't win a trade war with America. You can go talk tough all you want, and all you're going to do is make yourself look stupid. You cannot win a trade war with America. I just told you guys early in the broadcast about Theresa May and NATO and trade and all that. And what did Theresa May say? We need to open up all borders for fair trade, for free trade, no tariffs, whatever. She's going along the lines of Donald Trump. What do you think Germany's going to do? What do you think France is going to do? What do you think the European Union is going to do if they want to sell product to you? What do you think they're going to do? They're going to lessen those trade barriers because that's the only choice they have. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about alpha male Donald Trump, commander-in-chief, replacing the commander in grief. The guy, Barack Obama, who wanted to gay up the military, who then said, you will learn how to deal with transsexuals and other sexuals, exuals, homosexuals, heterosexuals. Last time I checked, I just want an efficient and effective killing machine known as the military that is deployed whenever you get on our nerves to the degree that you become a menace. Then I want our military deployed. I don't care if you wear skirts and have bagpipes, as long as you can shoot and go take care of business. That's what I want. And I don't think that is a requirement for people to ask, but I'm going to tell you, I don't want your indulgences. I understand military discipline. I want you to do what you're told and do it like a good soldier. That's what you've learned how to do that. When you sign up for the military, and let's face it, everybody signs up. It isn't constriction. Nobody's putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, you join the military, else, boy. Nope, you join on your own. And in doing that, you say, I need to be straightened out. I want to be in a regimented thing where I put country before anything else. Country before my personal, indulgences. And that's what the military does. And for the most part, they are all there and they are honorable, ready to go people. But then there are the ones inside who've succumbed to liberalism, who've bought into the idea that you should pay for my sex change. I joined the military to get my degree so I could get out. I didn't know I had an obligation. What kind of crazy military has Donald Trump created, though, right? No more concern for LGBTQ issues. Things like the transgender. Has he gone crazy? By leftist standards, the answer is yes. Because according to the Washington Times, the Army now returns focus on battlefield training and not social issues. Holy cow. Who knew? An Army focused on fighting? Who says Obama isn't missed? Here's what the Washington Times wrote. Fighting now takes precedence over dealing with transitioning transgender troops, drug abuse, and other issues as the Army seeks to overhaul its training regimen to hone its soldiers' battlefield skills. You mean we are not going to have social justice warriors? And we're going to have actual warriors that go fight battles in case we need them? Battlefield skills? I suggest that fighting against leftist indoctrination indeed tested the Army's skills. And for those keeping score, the Army lost. Until, dun, 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 what a day it has been. What a moment like this. But it's almost like being. Yeah, it's almost like being in love with Donald Trump. Maybe under a commander-in-chief who's an alpha male, things will finally return to normal. Army Secretary Mark Esper and Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, service leaders are making optional, previously mandatory trainings on issues such as transgender transition and drug abuse. The move, Army leaders argue, is designed to relieve stress on the overburdened troop training regimen and refocus soldiers on ability to fight in combat. Can you believe we're having to refocus soldiers on the ability to fight in combat? The Army's regulations and policies that deal with training was pretty settled, and there were not a lot of detractors to it. It was all the other training requirements that we levied on ourselves, and we had levied from other places that led to the increasingly cumbersome approach to combat readiness, said Colonel John O'Grady, Chief of the Army's Collective Training Division. Can you imagine this guy when they said, look, let's get these people out of the battlefield. Let's get them trained on this transgender thing. That's a big deal right now. Come on, John. Let's go, Colonel. Get on the stick. I'm sure he joined up so he could indulge the army's whims, you know, the social justice warrior whims with all this nonsense. That's why he joined the military. I don't know about you, but I'm. Weren't you pleased to know that we were picking out our freaking battlefield colors and figuring out who was going to be like fashion week for the freaking army under Barack Obama? God forbid Trump actually makes our military ready to fight. Whew. Now, if you think the social justice agenda wasn't pervasive, understanding that along with mandatory training programs on transgender troops and drug abuse, courses on media awareness and human trafficking were eliminated from the mandatory curriculum. Yeah. Media awareness and human trafficking. Well, explain to me what our military has to do with this, please. And if you're wondering what the hell the Army needed training in this nonsense, you're not alone. But these were the mandates imposed under America's first LGBTQ president, Barack Obama. Are you happy now that you got rid of this clown? Are you happy now that you're watching our world return to normal? Look, I don't care who you are, leftist, rightist, whatever. If you're an American and you're telling me that our military needs to go through this kind of nonsense, you are a crazed leftist zombie, period. I don't care if you want to say, Kevin, I'm going to run my coffee shop, hang my gay flag, tell people about gay pride or whatever. I don't care what you do with that. But with our military, leave them the hell alone. Let them do what their charter is. And it isn't to figure out, oh, how do I handle the gay transgender dude in my foxhole? If you want to be a gay transgender, stay in the private sector. Don't get in the military.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts vanished last month when jogging near Brooklyn, Iowa. Devin Riley may be the last man to have seen Tibbetts alive. He came forward and talked to the FBI. He joined Good Morning America and said what he remembers about that night.
She jogged down the street, up the hill, and it was just nothing of it until I heard somebody was missing, and then it really hit me, and it's like I haven't seen that runner since then.
Earlier this week, the United States imposed sanctions on Iran. Now, the EU is saying that European countries should continue to do business with the Iranians. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, said European Union countries will have a choice to make.
They can play politics all they want. What we know is it was a bad deal. We wanted to get out of the deal, and we did that. The EU can do what they want, but you can't condone the practices that are coming out of Iran. And so the EU will have a decision to make.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a hero that you don't know much about. And if you're really tied into politics, you might know the person for whom I'm about to introduce to most of America. And his name is Mike Rogers. That's right, Mike Rogers. And I wrote a piece about him. It was called The Hero Who Brought Down Obama and the Democrats. And I want to speak of Mike Rogers. He's an admiral. And let me tell you something. This is a story you need to pay attention to. You need to mark today and say, if I need to share this with anybody, in other words, share the Kevin Jackson Show, I'm going to share today's episode, today's this particular one. Because when I speak of the hero who brought down Obama and the Democrats, the initial thing that people would come that might come to mind is Donald Trump. And they go, man, that Donald Trump, he brought down the media. He did this. He did that. And Donald Trump is certainly he's a good candidate for this distinction. He really is. He's done quite a bit. He got the ball rolling. Maybe he was even the inspiration for the gentleman I just mentioned, Admiral Mike Rogers. Look at his picture. Google his picture and see who he is. And you'll go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember him. But you're not going to remember him the way you're about to remember him. What a hero. Man, I'm so excited to tell you this story, but I'm in awe of everything this guy went through. And as I said, probably most of America, 99.999% of the country doesn't know what this guy did that allowed us to see everything that we're currently seeing today. He's Julian Assange. He's Guccifer. He's Donald Trump. He's all of it on steroids. And he's that dude behind the scenes that said, I'll just do my job. I'll be a patriot to America. Not any, by the way, I would have loved what Mike Rogers did. I don't care who he would have done it for. In other words, if Hillary Clinton were being treated like Donald Trump, I wouldn't care if Mike Rogers exposed it. I'd say he's a hero still. Retiring NSA director, Mike Rogers. He risked all that he is, his entire rank, his pension, all of it, in order to courageously stand up against the most corrupt government in the history of this republic, overseen by the most diabolical president in America's history, Barack Obama. I want to be clear because leftists will make it, oh, you're talking about George Bush. No, I'm talking about baby black Jesus Barack Obama, the most diabolical president in the history of this country, a traitor. Don't even mention him as a patriot in any way. He's a traitor. And Rogers blew the whistle on his administration. He blew the whistle on their illegal sharing of FISA information on people working in conjunction with the crooked Hillary Clinton campaign. As that campaign, along with the intelligence community, plotted to defeat Donald Trump. And it's not just the intelligence community. I'll get it out. It's Barack Obama's entire administration and intelligence apparatus. God, Kevin, come on, man. Get it together. So let me give you a timeline of some of the things that have happened that lead me to this conclusion that Rogers is probably the biggest patriot in the country. While we are looking at spies, people who've sold out to the Russians and things like that, and for the record, Barack Obama is the biggest. If you want to talk about messing up with the clandestine community, Barack Obama has no equal. Take every spy that's ever been caught in history and every turncoat, every traitor, and it will not be a fraction of what Barack Obama did to hurt the American Republic. Not a fraction. Nobody has done more damage to America than Barack Obama. Thankfully, we have such a country that we can overcome him. But man, we got damaged. But here's what Mike Rogers did. On November 15th through April of 2016, the FBI and DOJ's National Security Division, NSD, used private contractors to access raw FISA information using two from FISA, they call them 702-16 and 702-17 queries. So we know that the FBI and the DOJ's NSD used private contractors who looked into the FISA information system. Now, these are people like Fusion GPS and so on. March of 2016, NSA Director Rogers becomes aware of improper access to raw FISA data. April of 2016, Rogers orders the NSA compliance officer to run a full audit on 702 NSA compliance. So he senses something at this point. I want to stop for a second. Mike Rogers went, whoa, hang on a second. Private contractors are getting into top secret confidential information that they never should see. And it doesn't seem to be blowing any whistles. Raising any flags, I should say. I want us to start taking a look at it. So this was in March. He became aware of the improper, data access. By April, he's like, let's do it. Let's take a look. April the 18th, Rogers shut it down. He shut down the FBI's National Security Division contractor access so they could no longer search the system for these FISA documents. April through September of 2016, the investigation continued. September 26th of 2016, DOJ's NSD head, John Carlin, files the government's proposed 702 certifications, but the filings don't disclose the FISA abuses. Now, Carlin is aware of Rogers' compliance review. And the 2016 certifications are scheduled for court approval on October 26th of 2016. So let me just stop for a second and clarify. The guy who runs the DOJ's NSD, John Carlin, wants to get these documents to the FISA court, and he wants them certified. He submits them to the FISA court, but he leaves out the part that says that there are FISA abuses, so maybe you shouldn't even be looking at this. Because he needs that approval on October 26th of 2016. Okay, you with me? September 27th of 2016, Carlin announces he's resigning and Mary McCord is going to assume his position. On October 15th, 10 days or so before these documents are going to go before the FISA courts for review, Carlin formally leaves the NSD. Now, if I could stop there and you could go, you'd be going, your head's still spinning. But you already know John Carlin's crooked. His name will come up again. So jot that down. You'll hear it again. It's Carlin, like the comedian, George Carlin. John Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N. Jot it down. Mid-October of 2016, Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, submits a recommendation to the White House that Rogers be removed from the NSA. So this is mid-October. Right after Carlin leaves, Clapper comes in and says, let's get rid of him. And he submits that to Barack Obama. Now, Barack Obama's lame duck. He doesn't know, you know, who to fire, who to, I mean, he does in the sense that he knows he's part of it. The next day, October 21st of 2016, Rogers, well, hang on, I take that back. Let me go back a bit. So Clapper wants him fired. This is mid-October. Less than a week later, Rogers is briefed by the NSA compliance officer on the Section 702 NSA audit and about query violations. So he now has the report. He knows what's happening. Now, I want you to keep in mind, the week before this happened, Clapper has said to the president, you need to fire him. But I don't know, you know, why he didn't, but he didn't. So once on the 20th, Rogers gets briefed. Okay. On the 21st, he shuts down all of the about query activities and reports to the activity to the DOJ and prepares to go to the FISA court. So now he's aware. Yeah, now Rogers is aware. He knows the fix is in, much is about to happen, and he's saying, okay, I'm not going to let this, you know, I got to start springing into action. Now, I want to hold on there just a second to get you guys to understand that John Carlin has set the stage. He's corrupt in the sense that he doesn't want to report that there's an internal audit of the NSA and how they've done things in violation of these 702s, and he's got a date, October 26th, that he's got to meet. He's got a gun to his head from the left. They're saying, this is the way this is going to go now. Clapper gets in the middle of it and says, hey, I want this guy fired because he's on to us. That's where we are in this little saga. Now, we're going to pretend for the moment that nobody else is involved, not the FBI and Strzok and Peter and Page and McCabe and Comey and the Clintons and Barack Obama and all that. It's just these two guys. It's Carlin and it's James Clapper. And I want you to remember everything James Clapper says when you hear him on TV from now on. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to recap the hero who brought down Barack Obama and the Democrats, a gentleman by the name of Mike Rogers, Admiral. And he was over the NSA for a bit. I think he was the NSA director. And he became aware of improper access to raw FISA data by an outside source, a contractor. And he ordered the NSA compliance officer to do a full audit on what they call 702 NSA compliance. And he finds out that, you know, that these guys have been accessing this data. So he shuts it down. This is in April of 2016. The investigation continued until September of 2016. And the head of the what's called the DOJ's National Security Division, the NSD, is a guy named John Carlin. And he wants to get all this information in the FISA courts on a date of October 26th of 2016. Talk about your October surprise, right? So he wants to get all that in there. But when he submits all the information, he leaves out the very key notion that his or agency is under an investigation by its head, by the agency head, who says these documents may not be ready for submittal because they may not be correct. Then, shortly after that, September 27th, Carlin announces that he's going to resign. October 15th, a few weeks later, he actually does leave the NSD. Mid-October, or a day or so after Carlin officially leaves the NSD, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, you've seen him, bald-headed guy that acts like, you know, he's very authoritative in how Trump is, you know, wrong and Comey's right and he's telling us all this other crap. He's a traitor. Well, he submits a recommendation to Barack Obama that they remove Admiral Rogers from the NSA. This is one of the stranger things because it didn't work. He failed. Days later, Rogers is briefed by the NSA compliance officer on these 702 compliance issues, these what they call about queries, and he shuts down all the query activity the next day. And so the same day, DOJ and FBI seek and receive a Title I FISA probable cause order authorizing electronic surveillance of Carter Page from the FISC, which is the actual court where the FISA documents are sent. And at this point, the FISA court is unaware of the 702 violations. I'm just kind of recapping. You want to talk about a cabal. John Carlin and Clapper are undeniably in this system together to try to get to Donald Trump. This is pre-presidency here, okay? On October the 24th of 2016, Rogers verbally informed the FISA court section of these Section 702 violations, and then 2 days later, which is the date they were supposed to be meeting about it, he formally informed the FISA court in writing. Yet, they've already given the order to go spy on Carter Page and Trump and Manafort and anybody else, knowing that they violated all this stuff, knowing it. November 17th, that morning, this is where I talk about Rogers being a hero. Mike Rogers, remember his name, look him up if you don't know what he looks like. Rogers traveled to meet President-elect Trump and his transition team in Trump Tower. He doesn't inform the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, that he's going. The evening of November the 17th, the Trump transition team announces they're moving all their transition activity to the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey. Now, you can put two and two together. At this point, keep in mind, Barack Obama says he's going to make Donald Trump's transition smooth and easy while he's plotting against him. He plotted against him, and Barack Obama sat in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, never believing he would be sitting with Donald Trump as the president-elect. And you better know he was, as they say, scared in a chihuahua about to pass a peach pit. Scared. And he better be. James Clapper now is on this PR campaign to make himself and all his lying deep state swamp rats look good, but he's a traitor and a scoundrel as well. See, this is how we came to understand everything that we know right now. There are patriots inside of the government, like Mike Rogers, who said, I've seen enough. I don't know what Rogers' political affiliation is. I don't know whether he was appointed by Obama. And I'll be honest with you, I don't even care. It's interesting. It would be interesting to understand it. But I'll tell you this. Mike Rogers is the biggest hero that most people don't know anything about. You can easily see, folks, the Obama-Clinton minions at work as you go back through this thread that I just took you through. And I want you to go back. I want you to remember these two segments of the show so you can pass them along to friends. The guy who put that thread together is a guy named Jeff Carlson. And here's what he concluded. He says, we will never understand what Rogers did for our country. And he continues this. He says, we would have never known of the spying and the FISA violations without him, as the intelligence community was caught unaware by the upset presidential race and was working hard to cover up its illegal conduct. And I believe that Mike Rogers went, you know what? Donald Trump won. This is my opportunity to get away with this and not have to worry about, is an anvil going to fall on me that's so heavy and so hard that it kills me or it maims me and I can do nothing? He didn't want to run away to Russia. He didn't want to have to go into hiding. He didn't want to die, because the Obama administration and the Clintons, they will kill you over stuff like this. When you see spy thrillers like Jason Bourne and these other shows and people are dying, this is the type of stuff that they get killed for. I want you to understand the roles of John Carlin and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper in this whole thing, because that's going to help you understand the deep state plot and the coup that was under the direction of President Obama at the time to get rid of President Trump. They never thought they would see that day. Now, Democrats will ignore these chain of events that I've just walked through. They want to. They want to pretend it doesn't happen. I asked the question the other day, what if any of this stuff is true? Now, look, I just gave you the rundown. I'll do it again just for the sake of people joining the show. But Mike Rogers was became aware of this improper access to data by Fusion GPS and others. And I don't have all the details around that, but that was around March of 2016. Keep in mind, Trump's not president. You know this, right? By April of 2016, he wants an audit. Now, here's why I tell you that the deep state got really cocky. I can only presume that Mike Rogers, he's a military guy, but Barack Obama had fired all the generals and the admirals that he felt like, he did a coup in the military. He got rid of all the old school guys, promoted a bunch of new guys. Maybe Mike Rogers was one of them. I honestly don't know enough about him, but he was an Obama administration guy. So here's Rogers appointed now to run the NSA, and he's going, uh-oh, in March of 2016. So they run the audit in April 2016. By April 18th, he shuts down the contractor's access to this search system, so they have no more ability to manipulate the FISA FISC court stuff. They look into it from April to September of 2016, and on September of 2016, the head of the DOJ's NSD, which is the National Security Division, John Carlin, files the application for this FISA court, so I guess they want to go look at people in the Trump campaign, and they get it set for approval on October the 26th of 2016. That date rings so true because it's October surprise. Then he resigns. Carlin, September of 26, announces it. He does it in October the 15th of 2016. Clapper, days later, says to the White House, fire this guy. Rogers goes on to find out, oh, indeed, this is all the case. November 17th, he goes to Trump's tower and says, look, you better get out of here. They're spying on you. Donald Trump moves his whole transition team. And the rest is history. This is a patriot. This is somebody who said enough is enough. I'm going to do more research on Mike Rogers because I want to find out what his political affiliation was. I'm going to do it as a follow-up to this. But I want you to remember that name, Admiral Mike Rogers, a true American hero. Not one of these guys that's going out there saving people in front of getting in front of buses or burning buildings. He ain't Superman, but he is Superman to us. Because without him, we don't know where we'd be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.